That was going to be my obvious next question, which is your thoughts about affinity. Maybe you can sort of summarize from your own perspective what you think, from your point of view, were the most important findings and, you know, how it affected your practice, if at all.
Well, I think the most important finding is that there wasn't an enormous benefit. I mean, it's a positive trial, of course, so it's hard to be overly negative. But I do think that there's sort of generally a sense of perhaps a wish that things had been better, because it now puts us into this box of trying to decide, is the risk enough to justify the potential incremental toxicity and, of course, financial toxicity? So certainly for higher-risk HER2-positive patients, continuing to do that because there is an incremental benefit, and you've got to assume that the absolute benefit is going to be proportional to the baseline risk.
But, what were you doing prior to affinity? The former head of breast cancer, Cliff Huddis, who now moved over to ASCO, was kind of, I think, very much involved with the NCCN idea of, you know, if they qualified pre-op, it's okay, or maybe should be done post-op. Were you giving pertuzumab adjuvantly prior to seeing those data?
Yeah, we were doing that. I mean, we've done a lot of neoadjuvant therapy for HER2 patients. And so anybody who kind of was obviously clinically high risk, big tumors, clinical positive nodes, you know, we were getting ACT, HP up front, and then continuing the HP out back. But there was some variability in reimbursement about that, so that often dictated things as well.